poll, voters not confident Trump can get a fair trial in D.C. by Hannah Blow on August 15, 2023. Voters are not confident former President Donald Trump can get a fair trial in D.C., a survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey asked respondents, do you think Donald Trump can get a fair trial in Washington, D.C.? Just 4 in 10, 40%, said yes, they believe Trump can get a fair trial in D.C. Nearly the same percentage, 39%, do not believe he would get a fair trial, and 21% remain unsure. Most Democrats, 69%, predictably, believe that Trump will get a fair trial in D.C., and 73% of Republicans believe he will not. A plurality of independents, 38%, do not believe Trump will get a fair trial in D.C., followed by 34% who do and 29% who remain unsure. Overall, just 44% believe it is at least somewhat likely that Trump will be convinced of at least one of the alleged crimes related to January 6. Over one-third, 37%, believe it is at least not very likely that he will be convicted. Democrats remain the most confident, as 62% believe it is at least somewhat likely that Trump will be convicted on a charge related to January 6. 39% of independents and 31% of Republicans feel the same way. The survey was taken August 5 to 8, 2023, among 1,500 respondents. The margin of error is +2.8% when adjusted for weighting. It coincides with the Rasmussen Report survey released last week, which found most Republicans and independents disapproving of the latest indictment against Trump. Other surveys suggest the indictment will not affect Trump politically, at least among members of the Republican base. Most New Hampshire GOP voters, for example, said they would still vote for Trump if he were convicted of a felony prior to the election or serving time in prison, per a recent NH Journal/Coefficient poll. Related, Trump on Jack Smith's superseding indictment, this is harassment. Trump went on offense this week, sharing a quote from U.S. District Judge Tanya S. Chutkan, who is overseeing his 2020 election case. The quote clearly demonstrates her apparent bias against the former president, as she lamented that Trump remains free to this day. The following truth is a quote by highly partisan Judge Tanya Chutkan, angrily sentencing a J06er in October of 2022. She obviously wants me behind bars. Very biased and unfair, Trump said on Truth Social, sharing the judge's quote, which she made during the sentencing of Christine Briola last year. I see the videotapes. I see the footage of the flags and the signs that people were carrying and the hats that they were wearing. And the garb, Chutkan said at the time, concluding that the Capitol protesters were loyal to Trump rather than the U.S. Constitution. And the people who mobbed the Capitol were there in fealty, in loyalty to one man, not to the Constitution, of which most of the people who come before me seem woefully ignorant, not to the ideals of this county and not to the principles of democracy. It's blind loyalty to one person who, by the way, remains free to this day, she added. Chutkan has also come under fire for dismissing those who have compared the harsh treatment of January 6 protesters to the seemingly lax treatment of Black Lives Matter rioters, even touting the line that the widely violent BLM protests were mostly peaceful. Flashback, Black Lives Matter protest invades New York restaurants, fuck your dinner. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan called it a false equivalence to compare the actions of people protesting, mostly peacefully, for civil rights to the mob that was trying to overthrow the government, the AP reported in October 2021. Video, Black Lives Matter protesters wish death on wounded L.A. County Sheriff's deputies. Related, BLM activists censor, assault Black History tour guide, Owens Jack Posobiec.